I will transmit this comment to Jeffrey when we meet. Next item, if we do not have any other questions or comments, is the report of the IFRS Advisory Council. So I give the floor to Paul Cherry.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I can keep it brief. In addition to my written report, which you've received, and I'd be happy to take questions on it, the Council meets later this month, and I will send you shortly thereafter a report on the outcome of that meeting. In the paper, I tried to give you a sense not only of what the Council's been doing, but looking ahead to next year. And as Hans alluded to, we're all anxious to see an end, sort of getting to the point where we just want an end, regardless of the outcome. The Council in the past has not spent all that much time on emerging markets and the IFRS first needs. You know, we've identified that as a sensitivity, something that we need to put more time on. And I think the comprehensive review of the SME package, which is currently underway, provides an excellent opportunity for the Council to elevate our profile, to make it clear that the Council does care and pays attention to that area. I attached to the paper an analysis of our membership. That's my personal take on it. Some of the classifications are a bit arbitrary. Some members qualify in more than one capacity, for example. But I find that helpful in giving a sense of comfort that there is a balance to the membership in terms of the composition by stakeholders. It served us well. I think it reflects the current working relationship. If I was looking ahead in the next year or so, as you sort out the working relationship between the ISB and the national standard setters, I think it's a natural opportunity to revisit, in turn, the relationship of individual national standard setters and membership of our council. At the moment, we have a number, and that's been extremely helpful, but there may be better ways going forward. If you look at the analysis by geography, we're sensitive that there are some areas that are underrepresented. It's a challenge, as you know, to identify people who have the time and the interest and the resources to do it. It looks a little underweight, again, coming to the emerging markets and the IFRS for SMEs, which is a big sector. However, I think we just need to remind people there are other channels that at the moment are probably a more cost-effective way of them participating. That would be the emerging markets group chaired by Wayne Upton and the SME implementation group, which is just agreed to enlarge. So those are other important mechanisms that I think compensate to some extent for the under-representation at the moment on council. Chairman, that's all I wanted to address specifically. I'd be happy to take questions on what we're doing or should be doing.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any comments or questions on this report? Well, thank you for your dedication to the Advisory Council, which is obviously an important part of our organization.